Hello and welcome to Web Intersect part 26, and in this lesson we're going to address the issue of forgot or lost your password. So in case one of your members happens to have forgot or lost their password, then we're going to give them the option to generate a new password and get it sent to them via email. That way they can log back in, and once they log back in, we already gave them the functionality to change their password to whatever they want. So once they get logged in with their new password that they get generated, we can allow them to change their password inside of their edit profile section, which all of that programming is already at play. And this is just a very simple method. It might not be the best, but it works. And let's see, what I've done is I've put together, it's not even part of our pages here, it's just an untitled page, and what I've done is I put in an HTML form with an email field here with a name of email and a button and a hidden password or a hidden field. And actually we don't even need that hidden field, I don't think. That's all we need. And here's a PHP output. So this page is looking for, or it's always going to print output for user. And up top I have the parsing mechanism all laid out. So what I'm going to do now is lay it into our layout, or place it into one of our pages so the layout is uniform with the rest of the site. And then I'll explain to you line by line how the parsing mechanism works. Okay, so I changed what I needed to change up top. I took a lot out because I really don't have no interest in this page having indexing power that much, so took out a lot of things that were unnecessary up top. And now I'm gonna save about.php that we manipulated here as forgot pass, so that way I don't overwrite my about page. Forgot pass, and this will have a PHP extension, and then you'll see the about page didn't get messed with at all. It's still intact like it was. Let's close that about page. Now on forgot.php, let's go to the design view. Right here, let's zap out that table. If you happen to have anything there, zap it out of there. And let's grab the table that I created here. Well, you wouldn't be doing this, but I'm just going to show you my steps. So I'm placing a table into one of our blank template pages or whatever, however you're building your pages on. So within that table there is, here, let's get rid of this. Okay, so we have form action. So inside of the table is a form. So the form action is forgotpass.php. This is this page. So we're going to need a parsing mechanism up top. So in the form we have, and I'm going to show you that parsing mechanism in just a second. So in the form we have that email field and our button. The rest is just words. And then we have a PHP block that's output for user. So now let's grab our parsing mechanism. Let's go into this page that I made earlier. Just for this purpose, grab the whole parsing mechanism. And let's go up top here and paste it in. Now let's explain what's going on. Okay, the first line after our PHP opening tag is we are initializing the output for user variable because the HTML section of the page is always looking for some output from that variable, and you want to claim that so you don't get any errors in certain environments. The environment I happen to be programming in, if I leave that out, I don't receive any errors, and neither do any of my members. Okay, let's see. But some people might need that, so I added. So first we check to see if the form was posted. So that email field in the form, if it's coming in as a posted variable into this script and the value is not equal nothing, that's what this is saying here, then we run this code. We include the database connection script and we take their email that was posted to this script and we put it into a PHP local variable. Then the local variable gets the strip tag run on it, the strip tags function, PHP, and then we run the replace function, then the MySQL real escape function or string function on the email variable. And after we run those functions on the email variable to kind of clean it up and filter it, we run an SQL query that is saying select all from my members table in the database where email equals this person's email and activated equals 1. We want to make sure they're activated. Then we run a MySQL numRows function here on this email check, or I'm sorry, on this SQL query that we created here, and we check to see what the value of that is. And if they are a member and they have an email in our system, then that will be a value of 1. So first thing we do is run an if statement to make sure that it is a value of 1. If it's not, then they're not a member, so we give them an output message that it's in red text and it says there is no account with that info in our records, please try again. And then none of this other else code will run. An output for user gets sent to the HTML and displayed with this red text, and that's that. But if they are a member and this is equal to 1, then we can, if it's equal to 1, then we can take the email and we'll do a few things to it. We're going to take the email that they've just given us and we're going to cut it the first 4 characters off the front. We just want the first 4 letters off the front, or the first 4 characters. So we cut the first 4 characters off using this PHP function, and then we make a random number using this PHP function, and we set those together. We kind of splice them together. So we got email cut and random number spliced together as the temporary password. Makes good sense to me. And so what we'll do here is hash this temporary password using MD5 hash. Okay, so now we have their new password that we've created in through this script here using their email and a random number, and we hashed it up so it's ready to go into the database. That way when they try to log in with it, everything will work correctly. So we hash it up and we're going to insert it into the database here. Here we're updating their password to what we have created in our script here. That way they can log in, because they've obviously forgotten theirs. So they'll need something to log in with. So we say update my members table set password, or password field for this member, and we put the hash temp pass right here in the password, in their password field, where email equals this person's email. And then we going to send them an email that's going to be HTML formatted. It's going to have an HTML format, and it's going to say your web intersect login password, and then it displays it right there. You see temp pass? Before you hash it up, you grab that variable instead of using the hash variable. That's what you display to them, the temp pass. That way they know what to log in with. Okay, so the first thing we do in sending this email is set up some headers, and we set the headers in such a way so the person's email program will recognize it as an HTML format email. Any good email checking program will notice this, will recognize this and display this as an HTML formatted email. Some strange ones, like if you're using your default hosting account email application, like your 1&1 hosting or your GoDaddy hosting, their default email applications, they always are horrible. Let's see. So this will give the headers, well, the subject will be login password generated. That's what they'll see as subject line. And then we set the body to have some HTML. You can put whatever HTML you want in there. Have fun with it. Put your logo, your images. You might not want to use images, but you can have fun with HTML anyways. But I just display the password there to them, plain and simple. That way they can log in. Then we run an if condition that says if the mail has been sent, which right here it actually sends. Right there it gets sent. We say if mail, email, subject body, and headers it's all successful, then we run the output for message, the output for user message of your login password has been emailed to you with a nice color, a success type color. Or if not, password not sent, please contact us. It's really all you can do in that situation. This really should never run. This else should never run because this email should always shoot out. Okay, and then we close off the else condition here, right here, and then the first condition here. That's it right there. So if the post email does not equal nothing, then we run all this stuff to right there. But if they posted email and it does equal nothing, if they're being jerks and they just press submit, or they happen to accidentally just press submit without putting anything into the form, this else condition runs. And it says enter your email address into the field below. That'll show up in the output for user message. It's a very simple script. And like I said, you can just write yours out from what you're watching here, but you can get to the source package after part 27 when I update. I'm going to show you guys how to do remember me functionality for your login scripts. That way your users don't ever have to keep logging in. When they keep coming back to your site, they're always logged in if they choose it. Okay, we'll see you in part 27.